Hey, what's up, good people? You're listening to the Boxway Show podcast, where we admit that we're flawed and the conversation is definitely unfiltered. Hope you enjoy. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Boxway Show, where we are fully flawed and unfiltered. My name is Kenny Boxway. Today, I got my boy, Javon Ellis. How's it going, man?
How's everything?
Man, morning. I'm good. Good as can be, given all the circumstances. How you feeling?
Same. No complaints. You know, it's a new day. I'm alive. Can't complain, even if I wanted to.
Yeah, I hear that. So, let's just jump right into almost a check-in. I know you've been working from home, and I've been working from home some days. How you holding up with that?
I feel like a little chameleon. You know, I just adapt to my environment. But all is well, you know, it could be like, I'm grateful because it could be much worse. I still have a job, I'm still able to work from home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just keep things in perspective. So yeah. How about you?
It's okay. At first, I'm not going to lie. I work in healthcare, so it was a bit of, I think I kind of had a different outlook than everybody else. Kind of everybody was kind of like panicking and running all over the place. And it's like you see that meme of the dog that's sitting with his fire everywhere. He's like, this is fine. This is good. So that's kind of my mindset. I kind of let media and that kind of stuff get into my head for a little bit. So I started to get a little nervous, and then I thought about it and I'm like, you work in healthcare, like these kind of risk and these unknown things are kind of around you all the time. Not to say right. that you should be like cavalier, but you know, it's kind of like, all right, let's take some precautions. You're doing everything right. Let's not, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, like what God has is what God has. So
absolutely.
So for me, when I was able to start working remotely, I'm not going to lie, it did give me a peace of mind just for my family's sake. You know, the fact that I don't have to go into the office as much does put me at ease a little bit. And then on another side, it allows me to spend more time at home with my family. So I'm always grateful for that. I think with this time, we're kind of in society as a whole, we're kind of just like, you know, especially being in New York, we're kind of just like, you know, rush, rush, rush. Yeah. But now that we're in a position where we actually have to stay home, it's very nice to, you know, be able to appreciate your family.
No, I could definitely echo the same. And for me, I work at a nonprofit. I work like for housing assistance, not like HPD or anything like that, but we work redirect homeowners to resources and other programs to help them with their mortgages, property taxes, other related matters.
Yeah.
And my job was super proactive of ensuring that the employee safety was first. Yeah. So before the lockdown happened, let's say the lockdown happened on Friday, we were working from home that Wednesday.
Wow. Okay. That's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
They had an emergency meeting on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. They followed up on Wednesday, full effect. Thursday. Nobody's coming to the office on Friday.
Wow. Okay.
So with that in mind, I work in the city as well. So I was able to see the transition of how less and less and less people were even around, which was eerie.
Yeah.
Like no, when you go at 9 o'clock in the morning, 8:30 in the morning, when you see nobody in Starbucks, that's a problem.
Yo, man. With the days that I actually have to go into the office now, my commute is normally half an hour because of traffic and everything like that. But now I can be at work in literally 15 minutes flat. Wow. Like it's nuts. And I saw a meme that had me cracking up the other day. It said, to all the people that work from home, be aware that we drive fast now. And it made me laugh because it's like, it's so true, because it's like, it's already going to start to it's gonna upset me when I start seeing traffic and everything like that. The majority of it realistically is kids are out of school, so that's kind of one of the big factors in terms of traffic. But also is that a lot of places, they, you know, they're working from home, and I just wonder what the new normal will be. I don't know if you saw the article about Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
They're allowing their employees to work from home, like permanently now. I guess given certain roles, like whatever your role is, you're allowed to work from home now. So I just wonder how much working remotely is going to change now. Because, I mean, I think that one of the things that this time tells us is that you don't need to be in the office the way you thought you did.
Right.
And there was a time frame where, you know, a lot of companies and organizations thought that, like, no, you need to be here. And now they're realizing, oh, you don't. So then how do you adjust from that?
Of course. And I definitely agree. That's something I'm always fortunate that I was having jobs where I could work from home. Like, they had that flexibility. They know a lot of people don't even just travel from Long Island. They also travel from out of state. Like, it's this one guy in my company that lives in Connecticut.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I kid you not.
He was commuting from Connecticut every day?
3 times a day. And the other two, he was at work from home.
Wow.
And then in my last job, it was this girl, no lie, every morning, commuting from Delaware.
That's a 2-hour commute.
Whoa. Longer.
Oh, because she's not driving. Wow. Wow.
So I say this because it was still that flexibility. It was that adjustment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm always fortunate to, like, have these jobs where, like, they have flexible settings. Mm-hmm. But then on the flip side, I wonder, because so many people downsized.
Yeah, exactly.
But still sustained. I wonder if they're going to try to pull the trigger. It's like, we don't need you guys like that. You know, like.
I mean, unfortunately, I mean, I think it's safe to say that we both know people that have been affected where their companies realize instantly, like, we're cutting costs. And we realize that, you know what, we don't need you as much as we thought we did. You were a convenience. And unfortunately, I hate to put it like that, but that's the way the company looks at it. And it's sad, you know. Like, people that as soon as this started, they were automatically told, like, yeah, it wasn't even a situation where it was like, you know, the company tried to make it and mm-hmm. you realize after a while, it was just like straight up like, okay, this is what's about to happen. Yeah, we don't need you.
No. And it's funny you mentioned that, because I have like a secondary job when I do retail.
Okay.
It's basically just once a week, but I keep it for the discount.
Of course.
But then they had like a Zoom meeting where every single person in 3 locations attend a Zoom call.
Whoa.
And it, like, a conference call. It wasn't even Zoom, it was a conference call. Okay. The district manager was on the call. She led the whole thing. And then she goes, effect starting this Friday, full unemployment. Everybody's out of a job.
Wow.
Like, on the Wednesday, we had the call. But that Friday, start filing for unemployment. Your last check will be next week.
Wow, that's crazy.
And this is my secondary job. So I'm like, I'm fortunate. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm basing my livelihood off this, but yeah. There's people that really like pay all their bills off commission and like sales and everything. Yeah. And then what was even crazier was that people asked a lot of questions about unemployment. The district manager was like, look, this is new for me. I lost my job too.
Whoa, that's nuts.
So I'm telling you guys that you lost your job. I'm also telling you guys I lost my job starting Friday. I'm a district manager.
Oh, wow.
A district manager of like maybe 4 locations.
Wow.
Boom.
I thought it was just like, you know, they're telling you guys. Wow.
I even know, like, people's like, how do I fly? And she said, I'm learning too because I just lost my job.
Wow.
I lost my job too.
So I think the other aspect of this whole pandemic, we talked about the working from home thing, but the other aspect is I'm married, you're married, we have children. It's funny, I have a running joke in my office that my little coworker, my daughter, so I always be like, yeah, my little coworker, she's, you know, yeah, I always treat it like I'm new in the office. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I see one girl, she's kind of cute. I want to take her out on a date, but this other coworker, man, she's a little too clingy for my liking, man. But how are things on the home front with you in terms of working from home?
Regarding that, because I have an 8-year-old, wow. I kid you not, just working from home and school not in effect made me appreciate everything my wife does. I appreciate my wife a whole new level because this awesome. Homeschooling, yeah. It's not for me. Not for me. Like, I tried it. Like, so let's say for the first month, mm-hmm. I call it Shirley. Shirley was on it. Schedule, mm-hmm. routine, play, the balance. Boom. Wow. And I'm like, she leave me, it looks so easy. I got you. Take a break. I'm gonna balance work, because you're balancing work and this homeschooling. I'm gonna try that too. You know? And then like I try to implement my own thing based on like my schedule and how just my workflow needs to go. Terrible.
Wow. Yeah. I kind of fell into the same trap where it's like, my wife is also working from home. So I'm like, nah, babe, like you got it. Like, you know, I know you got to work too. Like, you know, I'm good. Like I got this. And then like halfway through the day, I'm like looking at the clock, like, man, school is a half day today. I don't know what to tell you. Cause I can't do this, man. Nope. I'm like, nah, man, it's definitely an adjustment period. I think it's funny because we don't realize that we get our kids back at a certain time of the day where naturally they're more calm, or, you know, they're kind of tired out. So it's like when you get them from the beginning of the day, every day, you realize the tendencies of your kid and you're like, yo, are you acting like this in school? Like, this is crazy.
Right. I said, I'm like, oh, if this way you treat me?
Yeah. Oh,
everything your teacher told me is correct. Like, exactly. But it also made me really appreciate, I always felt this way, like, we don't pay teachers enough.
Yeah.
Teachers deserve a big raise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, absolutely. They're doing this every day for years. I struggled for a week. Pay them more. Pay them more. Taxes. You could take the taxes. Pay them more.
No, I get
more
it.
More vacation.
I get
it. More days off.
Yeah.
Get the subs to give the teachers the break. Get the aides. Give them something.
Get it, man. I definitely get it. It's interesting that you were saying, like, me, I was, my wife was the one, like your wife, who created the plan and everything like that. So I'm like going off the plan and I'm like, yo, like I'm starting to get back into old school methods. Like, yo, man, come on now. You know, starting to repeat the question as opposed to starting to explain, because I'm getting frustrated. I'm like, man, come on, man.
Carry the one.
Exactly.
Carry the one.
Exactly. Like, as if, like, yo, they didn't understand it the first time. They're not going to understand it when you say it louder and again. It's just the same thing. But it's interesting. But one thing I wanted to ask your take on is with this whole staying at home thing, with your marriage, do you notice a difference in your marriage now? Because my wife and I talk very often, but I think now the nature of our conversations have changed now. Like, we actually have the time now to have more in-depth discussions often.
Right. And you know, what my wife revealed to me was that how much I'm always on the go, even where I have nowhere to go.
Wow.
Because I'm so used to like waking up, commuting, because I travel to cities. I'm LRRR, so I'm able to have my downtime then, downtime at work, my separation, and then my downtime again coming home. Then by the time I get home, I'm ready to settle, be with you, and everything.
Yeah.
And because I'm waking up, and then I'm kind of getting settled, but then still getting straight to work, and then I'm still kind of at work because I'm home.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then I struggle with the separation, and then by the time she wants us time, I'm already doing my own thing, or I'm ready to give you your time, and then you're already doing your own thing, and it's just I struggle with the balance of it. So then once she brought it to my attention, she said, like, you're always on the go, there's nowhere to go. Like, what are you talking about? I'm in the house. She goes, no, you're always doing something. You're always in a rush. Like, when are you going to slow down?
Wow. I think that I kind of fell into the same trap in terms of like being unaware. So like you're saying, like, my wife takes our daughter to daycare. And so, as soon as I get up, I kind of just like, you know, take a shower and I'm gone. Like, what I do doesn't really, I won't say affect, but I'm not affected by what anybody else has to do. Like, it doesn't, like, if my daughter wakes up in a bad mood or whatever, or like, you know what I mean? That kind of thing. I was kind of unaware. And then being home now, it's kind of like, okay, this is what we're dealing with in the morning. So she's like, yeah. And I'm just kind of like, oh, okay. So I think it's kind of like that in that aspect. It was just weird at first for me to find that balance, because it was kind of one of those things, like you said, where it's like you're so used to getting your individual time, you can almost like put it on a schedule because you're used to it. Like, I know from this time to this time I'm going to be commuting, so I know that's my time. I'm going to be commuting back home, so I know I have that time. It is very interesting. I think for my wife and I, we kind of try to balance that out. I would say that we could probably be more proactive in terms of making sure that the other one's good, in terms of like not just waiting until you see that you need a break, or
right.
You don't want it to get to that point where it's like, all right, cool, take a couple minutes or whatever. Like, I see that, you're not having a great day. Like, you want to take some time. But yeah, it's very weird. It's very weird. Like, I didn't realize those kind of things. And it wasn't like I was sitting here, like, I wasn't intentionally being naive to it. I wasn't just like, oh, well, I don't care what happens. But it was just one of those things that it's like, when you're made aware of it, you're like, oh, this is what happens like in the mornings. Okay, this is what happens in the afternoons if she's home, if my daughter's home. Like, oh, okay,
yeah. Right. And then for me and my wife is that, like, because I'm a community, she already worked from home. She's a birth doula.
Oh, wow.
So, and then she runs her own company.
Yeah.
Like, she does everything through her. She's certified and she's going to get recertifications and new, she's always ensuring that she improves her craft and expertise.
Yeah, definitely.
That she's still balancing that, her own personal life, as well as our daughter.
Wow.
So by the time I get home, like, she dropped off, picked up, had a snack, already thought about dinner.
Mm-hmm.
She's thinking about dinner before I get off. I'm thinking, like, how I'm going to end my day. I'm just trying to think about ending the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I really wanted to catch this on TV tonight. Like, yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. My wife is a therapist. So now she's gone to the whole telehealth sessions and everything like that now. But it's kind of, even then, I still have to be more aware, because normally she'd be in her office. But right now, everybody's at home. So it's kind of interesting. Like, I have to make sure that, my daughter doesn't try to run in a session. Like,
right.
My daughter gets, like, jealous or whatever. So she's like, who's mommy on the phone with? And it's like, yo, come on. So it's different in terms of trying to manage the house and then try to manage spaces in the house. Like, where do you feel comfortable doing your job? Where do you feel comfortable doing your job? Where's going to be her learning center in the house? Like, that all these kind of things that you kind of take for granted, I guess, because you were just like, well, she goes to school. Like, I'm not worried. Like, we can work. We can work in this area. We can work on her desk, like, when we get home. But then it's like, she's not going to sit there for a whole day worth of learning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting in that aspect. Let me see. I think that one of the things that I noticed is social media. And I think it's hilarious. Now, this is my opinion, and I want your take on it.
Sure.
I feel that social media has just gotten to a point where it's really, for lack of better words, it's oversaturated at this point because everybody's home.
Yeah.
So while you have some good aspects of it, like, I've seen certain people do Instagram lives and Facebook lives that I really wanted to hear from, that, like, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, like, I'd love to get, like, you don't get a chance to hear this person's thoughts often. And I'm like, oh, this is different. Or they might have, like, I'll sit down with somebody and I'm like, oh, wow, this is really interesting to watch. And then it's other people that it's just like, yo, what are y'all doing, man? Yo, either y'all out here like selling fluff, or like, when I say selling fluff, I have this thing where I just don't want to be sold a bag of goods. Like, I'm just not in the, I hate when people don't tell you like actual tangible like stuff. They just want to give you a bunch of quotes that you can put on your computer. I don't need those. Like, tell me stuff that'll, like, help me.
No, I hear you.
And so it's either like they're selling fluff, or they're just like talking to talk because like they're clearly bored or something. And it's like,
that's clearly, man,
it's like, yo, you look at your Instagram now and you have to scroll down mad lives just to get to actual stories.
Yes.
It's like crazy. Like, so what are your thoughts? Do you think it's good or do you think it's bad?
Pros and cons for the same reason. first, let's do with the cons, because I'm not gonna lie. Like, I would click a start, like click a live. I'm like, hey, this person typically isn't live, you know, and they want to pursue this career or this industry or whatever. Let me see what they're going on. Mm. And once I find out I'm the only one in the room, I'm like, oh, I'm that guy.
And they're like, hey, Javon, what's going on, bro? And now you're like, oh, I can't leave, man.
No, I do leave.
Oh, no.
I leave. I hate to be that guy. You understand. You understand.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, and then it makes me wonder, like, before I got there, who are you talking to?
No, who are you talking to?
Nah. Yeah, like, I try not to be rude, but I gotta go. I can't, what are we doing? And then most of the time, we haven't talked before this. I'm not staying for this.
It's true. It's so true. So true.
I'm good. I don't want to hear your mixtape, my guy. Next.
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Like, I see people trying to, like, maybe they were already trying to be a comedian or a social media comedian. And, like, now it's like you're doing IG Lives. And I'm just like, come on. What part of the game is this? Like, I just don't. And it's just like people just, like, when I turn on your IG Live and it's like you cooking dinner. Come on now. I'm not here for this. Like, what are we doing here? And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that, but if it's just literally like you just came on IG Live to shoot the breeze while you cook dinner, nah.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, I think overall it's just, like I said, there's some people that are actually putting out great content, and I feel that there's other people that it's just weird because it's like there's other people that I think that part of me gives a little bit more credit to certain people because I'm like, okay, I can understand that you actually have a chance to settle down now. But then there's other people that's like, he wasn't doing nothing, like he wasn't doing
right
before. Now, like, and it's like, so I think that people use this time to try to, like, you know, springboard certain passions or whatever like that, and that's cool. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I think the issue is that it's just like, yo, get it together, get a plan first. Don't just start, like, you know, throwing out feelers left and right, like through some type of platform like that. Like, no.
But you know what? Now that you mention that, no, I think the beautiful thing is, like, I could quickly leave the room. But then, like, you just don't know unless you put it out there. You just don't know who's going to pick it up. You just don't know what the energy is going to be like. Perfect example is that my homegirl, like, she went live with a mutual friend of ours, you know? Mm-hmm. And they were just shooting the breeze. Like, they weren't talking about anything. It was, like, basically a FaceTime.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the kind of conversations that I'm just kind of like, yeah, no, I'm out of here. Like, when things like that, yeah.
But then, like, because I have love for her, like, all parties, you know? Since I have love for them and everything, I'm like, I'll stay. Okay. I'm not doing anything else. I stay.
Okay.
And sure enough, like, it went from 4 people to 8 people to 15 people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
An NBA player, like, was in the chat, like, was in the live, like an hour later. I'm like, you just started off just having a casual conversation, just putting it out there. And now look.
Did they adjust as more people came in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
It was just start, and then, like, they realized who was there. They realized the chat. They threw up questions. They posted other people's questions, and it was happening, a reoccurring thing.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I'm like, wow. Like, you would never know unless you put yourself out there.
Yeah.
So you may not have nobody else in the room, but, like, I commend people or even putting yourself out there. Because to be honest, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be that.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. It's just I guess it's just a little weird for me in terms of, like, you know, if I don't have anything to talk about at that moment, does it make sense for me to go? And I feel like some people, they just don't have anything to talk about, but they're just like, oh, I'm going to go still because I want to build up, you know, my social profile, or I want to build up more awareness, or, you know what I mean? I want to make more people aware that I'm starting this thing. And it's like, that's great. But learn to just take the L when you, like, you know, take the L and regroup. Like, all right, you know, I don't got nothing today. Maybe in 3 days I'll have something where I can have more of an organized rollout. And it's just like, yo, come on, enough, man.
Of course. And on the positive side of it, like, with the pros and cons, is that there's certain celebrities that I typically don't even hear from.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
You know, so, like, when I see that person go live, I'm like, oh, let me really see what's going on here. Perfect example was, like, Lupe Fiasco went live. I didn't even know it.
Really? I didn't know that. Wow. Okay.
I found out about his live because I'm following Joe Button.
Okay.
And then every now and then, Joe Budden's just entertaining.
Yeah.
So I would just go, I clicked his live, realized he was talking to Lupe.
Oh, wow.
And Lupe was just interacting with the listeners, with other celebrities. And he was like some insightful conversation. He was definitely giving gems left and right, like for anybody, you know, not just about music, about life and perspective and time and like really acknowledging people while we had this moment. You know, especially during a pandemic, you know, like, unfortunately, we can say we have heard somebody getting sick or passing away because of it. So time is so precious that, precious that he was just saying, like, you know what? I just want to say, as a fan of yours, like, I love you despite what anybody else has to say. And that was really just great to witness.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I mean, I think I see, you know, to what you're saying, there are certain celebrities that are killing it right now with this whole, they're adjusting well. I mean, naturally, the first thing that your mind goes to is Versus. Versus is doing an awesome job, and the fact that they show you every week, like, how they're making a difference social media-wise. They'll show you the number of impressions, and they'll show you the amount of engagement. I think that's awesome for them to take, to realize the opportunity and then be proactive like that. And then I'm trying to think, is there anybody? I mean, well, of course, you got D-Nice. You know, he's doing his thing. I remember that first week when he did it, and I was just like me and my wife were definitely like listening to it in the house, like as if we were literally at a club.
Right.
And it was a really cool experience when it first happened. Now I'm not so much like tuned in anymore. It's just like, oh, okay. Oh, he's going live every day. Okay. But because it's just like, you know, real life, like I can't sit here and listen to him for 3 hours every day.
Of course.
I think that, but it's interesting because I've actually gotten on, I wouldn't say I've gotten on their lives, but I've actually like walked into their lives and their live streams or whatever, and had conversations with people that I normally wouldn't.
Okay.
Just because it's funny, because it's like, it's one of those things, like, it's a pandemic, might as well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how often do I talk to this person? And it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, you're, give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Oh, they see, working from home, but, I think it's one of those things that, it's interesting having conversations with people that you generally don't, like, in other words, like, it's like a passing by, like, hey, how's everything? How's the fam or whatever? And now it might be that I walk in and then they're talking about something that's actually like of interest to me. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, let me know, give my take on this. And then it turns into an actual conversation. So on that note, I want to ask you about your male friends.
Okay.
In terms of this whole pandemic, like, do you still keep in touch with them? Is it less? Is it more?
I try to do my best.
Okay.
You know, and my best is always still come short. But, you know, I just try to check on, just not even just my male friends, just check on people that may be single or self-employed, or just say like, hey, you know, how you holding up? How's everything going? You know, like, no, like, I have a friend that worked for the MTA. I also have a friend that worked with Con Ed.
Yeah.
You know, so I was thinking to myself, like, yo, like, what type of protection are they giving you? Like, like, what does that look like? Yeah. How's that service and everything like that? And it's just like, it's like, and sometimes I just don't do a good enough job just really just saying, hey, I'm just seeing how this is going. It's not to like, I hear unfortunate news or scary news that I'm like, let me definitely reach out and show love, you know?
Yeah. I just want to touch on something. You said that you do the best you can, but I think you said something to the effect of
like, I still come short.
You still come short. Why do you think so? Why do you think so?
Because I always know I can do more. Personally, okay. I believe that I could always do more. Like, it should, like, in my opinion, it shouldn't have waited to that, you know? Like, when life starts lifing, how I like to phrase it.
Yeah.
Then it's quick, it's easy for us to get distracted, caught up, or forget, you know, about other people. And, you know, I'm doing the best I can with what I have, but I still come short because I could have still done more.
So I think, so then my question is, only because I hear what you're saying, and I agree to some extent. I just wonder, you know, given the circumstances that, you know, we are in a pandemic and there's like a lot of uncertainty and, you know, our priorities have changed, or, you know, our just daily lives have changed. Right. How much of it is that, yo, I'm just not going to be able to check in with you the way I thought. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
of course.
I don't know if you've seen, like, people have been talking about, like, you know, oh, if it, like, remember who reached out to you, and then other people are like, nah, that's garbage. Like, we're all going through something right now. Like, right. It's okay. And so I just, so it's kind of like, so I kind of hear you with both sides on it. Like, you know, I could have did better, but at the same time, like, so I just kind of wonder if, is it really, in other words, knowing that you could have did better is one thing. Okay, mm-hmm. That's fine. But at the same time, is it still, do we still have to be aware of the fact that, yo, this is a pandemic. So as much as I would like to do more or realize I could do more, yo, that's just not in the cards right now.
Right. No, I definitely agree. And going, like, I definitely caught the meme. Like, remember who checked on you and stuff like
yeah,
that? Like,
exactly, yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Like, I'll agree with that, you know? Like,
I don't either, yeah.
When the dust settles and everything like that, we could talk about how you held up and, like, how everything's going and moving forward, you know? Yeah. Like, we could just talk about moving forward while we have the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hard on myself. So, okay. All, yeah, that's just, I'm just critical of myself.
Yeah.
And with that being said, yeah, like, let's just keep things in perspective. You know?
Yeah, I think that it's interesting because for me, I'm naturally a loner. So naturally, you and I have talked about this on many occasions. I'm naturally a loner. Like, I'm just a loner that happens to have friends. Like, it's just what it is. I realize the benefit of community. I realize the benefits of not going into isolation. It's a very dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the crazy thing about isolation is that you don't realize it until you're already there, kind of. And it's kind of like you're, like, already in the dungeon looking up like, oh, shoot, now I'm here. And so it's kind of one of those things, like, to what you're saying, like, I could have been better. But at the same time, I try not to be so hard on myself, only because it's like, if we're going through all of this, the last thing I need is to be, like, beating myself up about it. You know,
of course.
I mean? And given the circumstances and everything like that, that's the last thing I need to be doing right now. So I think this has taught me to be more intentional.
Right.
Like, even if it's something simple, like, yo, I'm going to reach out to 3 people today, you know, whatever, because that's all my free time allows, then so be it. Or I'm going to reach out to the specific 3 people. Then that's what it allows. I think that I kind of try not to get, I mean, it's nice to be thought about. It's nice when somebody shoots you a text and says, hey, I was just thinking about you, hope all is well, you know, it's a very nice thing. It's very uplifting, very encouraging to know that you are in somebody's mind. So I try to reach out as much as I can.
Yeah.
But like you said, you know, when life starts lifing, you realize that those opportunities are far and few.
Yes.
So it's just weird like that. So I think that, well, one thing I want to pose to you on that note is, before this whole pandemic, though, I think men kind of had a hard time linking up as a whole. Because they were afraid of the, like, well, what does that mean? Like, if I enjoy this this dude's company, like, I don't want it to get weird. Like, I don't want him to look at me a certain type of way, like, yo, I'm bothering him or anything like that. Like, why do you think that, like, men think that way?
I just say it's insecurities, you know, like, and like, or within ourselves, you know, really within ourselves, because a link up is just that.
Yeah.
Like, you know who you're linking up with, what the intention of the link up is going to be, and just appreciate the outcome. So, like, for me, my thing, it was until I got, like, older, like, probably last year older, where I'm like, I don't need any more friends. Like, I'm good, you know? Like, and show you say, like, but you haven't seen them in, da, da, da. I'm like, so? They're still a friend. And I'm good with my little circle. But she goes, that's not healthy, you know, because you still need to like have a community. You still need to like network. You still need to build upon like which you're capable of doing, you know. Like, you know, one person who would know another person and another person. The perfect example of that was that when I was in college, a friend of mine hit me up, like, who we did the same program. We were in the same program. We were in a big buddy, big sister type of program.
Okay.
And I was watching his, he hit me up one day, said, I can't come today. Can you watch my kid? I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
And after that, he was like, all right, cool. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to make it up to you. Mm-hmm. Maybe a month, I'm like, don't worry about it. A month later, he's like, hey, do you want to like hang out?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hang out? Why are we hanging out? Like, I don't want to hang out. Like, it's the,
exactly
like, right? It's the summertime. I'm good. Like, we you served that time and everything. But I'm like, no, well, let me just put myself out there. Like, what's the worst that could happen? You know, I have a good time or I have a bad time. It's just, you know,
just learn.
I live to see another day and come to find out his way of hanging out was coming to bring me onto this project where we were working with Wyclef.
No way.
I kid you not. He's like, hey, you want to hang out? You busy this day? I'm like, no. He goes, all right, you mind meeting me in my house like 11 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, 11 o'clock? All right, I ain't doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm really not doing anything. Like, whatever. It's the summertime. I'm like, I start my day off. And then, like, he's like, all right, we're going to go to the city. I'm like, sure.
Okay, at this point.
Wow. He was cool. He was cool and all. So I'm like, you know, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, I'm next thing that same night. I'm in the studio with Wyclef, and Clef is telling us, you guys coming back tomorrow?
Yeah. Like,
and then my whole summer I was working with Clef, like really, like driving his car and his recording sessions, me and 2 Chainz.
Wow.
That assistant life.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. That his look on it, that's how you considered hanging out. And it worked itself into an opportunity for you. I mean, that's just awesome. Yeah.
Right. So regarding like linking up and everything, it's just do it. Just, you know?
Yeah.
Even if the conversation ain't good, at least make the food good. No. Like, that's not what it is.
But that's a good point.
But this right here, and that's also how we met.
Yeah. No, it's funny. That is how we met. Yeah.
That's how we met. Yeah. Like, I want to go link up with Trev.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a mutual friend of ours.
Shout out to Trev.
Big shout out. Mm-hmm. Who had this huge vision with a school in Brooklyn, Eagle Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And then now look, we're doing this.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy how life works. Yeah. I think for me, it's like a lot of time, like I'm that guy where I'll say like, yeah, I want to do it. And then when the time gets closer and closer, I'm like, oh, why did I commit to this? Why did I agree to this? And then it's like, generally the way I look at it is that you either one of two things is going to happen. Either one, you're going to either validate your feelings of not want to go, or you're going to be like, yo, I was totally wrong and I totally dropped the ball on this. And like, I'm glad I came. I mean, and then on some occasions, if you say you're not going to go, you're going to have FOMO anyway.
Right.
So it's like you're gonna see like pictures somewhere, or you're gonna hear somebody else's account of what happened, and you're gonna be like, "Dag, I should have went." So it's like one of those three is gonna happen. So you might as well just go.
No, and what I do, especially if I'm in a situation like, yeah, I say I link up, like, I really don't feel like linking up. I would just say like a timer on it, like hey, like you know, like I probably like for whatever reason or like make up a reason to be honest, like you know, I got shorty at home, the little one, I don't want to like have it just. Her all day.
Yeah.
Like I got you for like 45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah.
And then like the time comes, I'm like, all right, so I gotta go now. We talked about this, or like, I can stay a little longer because I'm appreciating this.
Yeah, I think one of those things where I kind of had to change the nature of how, like you're saying, I had to change the nature of how I was hanging out, because I think that for me, one of the reasons why I was kind of not looking forward to it, because it was kind of like, I'm at a different place in life. So the things that like interest you, no judgment, but that's just not interesting to me anymore.
Of course.
It's like, yo, I just don't want to be like hanging out to, you know, to do this or hanging out to do that. That's just not interesting to me anymore. Or that's just not where I am in life anymore. So it's like, I had dinner with one of my homeboys at the beginning of the year, and it was kind of refreshing because, so total transparency, like, of course, fully flawed and unfiltered. I thought that I didn't think that we could have dinner together. You get what I'm saying? Like, I thought that we always had to be like, you know, partying or whatever. And so when I had dinner with him, it was really refreshing. Like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Cool. Like, you know, because that was the nature of us hanging out back in the day.
Right.
We were doing something. And now this time it was just us, like, you know, kicking it. We went to a bar, grabbed some dinner, you know, they had the game on the screen or whatever. And it was really cool. And it was just like, oh, like, you know, like, I didn't even give him a chance. And that was my fault. I didn't give him a chance to, you know, not to show me, like, as if he has anything to prove to me, but to
introduce you.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, in this whole time, I'm thinking, like, oh, you know, I do want to hang out with him, but, you know, it's just like, I don't know what he's into, and I don't really want to do this. And so I think it's just one of those kind of things where it's like, you know, you got to really give it a shot and see, like, what happens. If they tell you, like, nah, I'm not here for that, then all right, cool. Then you know where you stand. It is what it is. But, you know.
And the food's still good.
Exactly. And the food was still good.
And for me, I definitely feel the same way, you know. Yeah. I was so used to just, like, hanging out in the park or, like, making a drive or, like you know, or mm-hmm. lounging somewhere. Mm-hmm. That, like, when I got older, it was like, hey, we're gonna meet up here. I'm like, all right, like, and I'm like, this is more than just it creates an atmosphere.
Yeah,
you know, and it also changes perspective. You know, like, I'm glad that, like, I never mind doing things by myself.
Trust me, I'm the king of that.
I never mind it. Like, I always, like, had, like, my little group or my friends I hung out with, mm-hmm. but I still never mind doing things by myself. Like,
exactly, yeah.
Like, hey, what are you up to right now? Like, we're about to go do this. I'm like, I'm in a different state right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what just happened? I wanted cheesesteaks. I went to Philly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, like, people used to look at me like, man, weird. Like, I go to the movies by myself. That's my thing. I love the movies. And so people would be like, yo, you went to the movies? Like, who you went with? And
I'm
like,
right.
Nobody. Like, I went by myself. And then they're like, what? And I'm like, well, you're not really going to be talking during the movie. So it's like, really, you only go with somebody to the movie for the afterwards, the after combo. And it's like, I kind of don't need that right now. Like, I just really wanted to see said movie. So I think for me, like, I'll go grab a bite to eat by myself sometimes. It's like one of those things where it's just like, sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say make a habit. Obviously, you're not going to make a lifestyle out of it. But, you know, like I said, is nothing wrong with you know, enjoying the things that you enjoy by yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you can't enjoy it by yourself, then you're not going to enjoy it by anybody else.
You're not, because you're going to constantly be scrutinizing. That's the way I look at it. It's just one of those things that's just, you're just really never going to be happy no matter what happens. And then at some point you have to do some type of, like, some type of self-check where you say, well, why aren't I happy when anytime it comes to do something with somebody?
Right. So, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. So, I just want to thank you on that note. I just want to thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate you so much, bro. Thank you so much for encouraging me with this podcast. Thank you. Thank you.
No, it's a great pleasure. And thank you for even having me. Thank you for even having the platform to have me, you know. And, you know, like, I just wish you nothing but the best. I look forward to the next one and the more to come. And when 10 years from now, we are the greatest man on life, on earth.
Please, man. Yo, come man. On.
You don't know. How would you ever know unless you start?
Yeah, just that's start. True. Yo, man. God, take just, pleasure in starting. Yeah.
Yeah, and not just you, just everybody that listens, real, just start it. Whatever thought you had, regardless what somebody said about you in the past, just do it.
Yeah. I would kind of echo the same sentiment that, you know, a lot of times, like for me, I struggle with perfection. So it's like, if I want to start something, I want it to be perfect before I even put it out or before I even start. I want everything to be laid out. When I'm realizing, yo, man, just start it and work your way, man. I appreciate you. So,
pleasure.
Signing off, I'm Kenny Botchway. That's Javon Ellis. Botchway Show, fully filtered and fully flawed, excuse me, and unfiltered.
It's that time of the day.
Yeah, exactly. Peace, man.
Yo, have a good one.
You too. Hey, guys. I just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and listening to this episode. Also, I definitely will have to give a shout out to the one, the only. I just wanted to encourage you with this botched thought. Just start. If God is putting something on your heart to do, whether it's a book, podcast, in my case, or a song, a movie, a conversation, just go for it. In Zechariah 4:10, it says, "Do not despise the small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." We get so hung up often on the what ifs, but we forget who told us to do it. So just go for it. If you enjoyed this week's episode, feel free to hit that subscribe or follow button. You'll get a notification whenever there's a new episode or other new content available. Also, please follow me on Instagram at Kenny Botchway or at The Botchway Show for updates on our YouTube channel. Until next time, people, peace.